Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today we want to talk about, of course, the immigration situation, because it's running through the country, causing a complete divide among people that look down and say, I voted for a certain action, we're getting that certain action. And then you have what's going on in Charlotte, which is utter nonsense. People literally rioting and protesting because people with actual violent criminal records are being arrested and deported. And it raises concerns and questions because people either sit on the one side, get everybody out, or you sit on the other side, don't let anybody out. And it's an interesting dynamic that we have in our present world. And I want to mention that because as I have a look at what's in the scripture, the question is, what is in the Bible? That is what we have to go by. Not just individual verses, but also what is the heart behind the scripture? Because we have a lot of people who want to sit down and say, well, the Bible says we're all immigrants. Does it really? No. Quite to the contrary. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention this is a whole group of Catholic bishops got together and they put together this giant emotional sounding blah, blah, blah nonsense. This is the same group of people who have said nothing about abortion. They've said nothing about mutilating the genitals of healthy children. They will not take solid stances. Of course, it's the same church that blessed an ice block in the name of climate change. This church is lost, okay? So I'm not totally surprised by their response. But the question is, what is the response to immigration? Considering the fact that as believers, we have to be compassionate, but at the same time, we also have to follow the Bible. So I know people are like, there's a ball in the Bible about all this immigration. Show me those verses, please, because I will tell you very plainly, there's nothing. Now, there are statements, and we'll have a look at some verses here, about strangers among you. And by the way, if you wanted to be, you could be a temporary stranger among in a population. You could do that in the church, like in the Jewish time, of course, in Old Testament time. But you had to obey the laws of the land you were in. If you wanted to be a permanent resident, you had to proselytize, convert. That's what we saw with Ruth. Ruth gives up her old religion. She gives up her old ways. She gives up her old life to come back. It was pure assimilation. Even a traveler, you don't have to purely assimilate, but you have to obey the laws of the land. And that really is the first point here, is that there is no verse that specifically allows or rejects free immigration. Therefore, it is up to the government to decide. If a country wants to decide to have free immigration, anybody can come with no cause. And by the way, no country in the world has that. No established country in this world has a free immigration policy where anybody can just show up. It doesn't exist. It is up to the governments. So we are commanded to obey the laws of the land that we choose to live in, as long as it does not contradict God's laws. Now, I want to read a lengthier passage here to start. Romans 13, 1 through 7. Every person is to be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is the minister of God to you for good, but if you do what is evil, be afraid. It does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is the minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them. Tax to whom it is due. Custom to whom is custom. Fear to whom is fear. Honor to whom is honor. Now, I know some people are saying, but he didn't have Donald Trump as president. I'm sorry, Donald Trump is not a bad president. He's not perfect, and he does a lot of stupid boneheaded things. But he is not a bad president. Paul wrote this under the emperorship of Nero, who was literally taking Christians, encasing them in wax, and burning them in his candles at night. All right? Nero was the most wretched and wicked of the Roman emperors. All right? That was a horrible person in charge. Yet Paul defers to his authority as long as it does not contradict the word of God. So, of course, we will get to the question, does it contradict the word of God to have ice boost in and brutalize all these people? Oh, my Lord. All right. 2 Peter 2:13 through 16. Submit yourself to the Lord's sake for every human institution, whether to a king or to one as authority, or to governors as sent for the punishment of evildoers, and to the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. So we have laws in our land, and we have laws to immigrate with a legal process. So as long as you follow those legal laws of immigration, you are obeying the law. And by the way, if you are doing that, you're not getting rounded up by ICE. All right, ICE is coming for people, not only who are here illegally, which is already a crime and worthy of a deportation, but here illegally and have committed many other atrocious crimes. Do you realize that most of these ICE agents are not just rounding up people who are just here illegally? They're rounding up people who are here illegally and raping your children. They're here rounding up people illegally and committing armed robbery. They're rounding up people who are here illegally and committing murder, that are simply being left out on the streets and not handed over to ICE despite their arrests with ample evidence to convict. So we have a legal system that says, under the law, we are going to enforce this law and get these people out. Is that compassionate or not? Well, it can be. We'll get to it. Were the Jews immigrants? This is a question. Absolutely. The Jews were immigrants. You say, oh, well, the Jews were all immigrants. The problem is that they were legal immigrants. This is the statement in the scripture that is relevant to the Jews being immigrants from Genesis 45, 16 through 18. Now, when the news was heard in Pharaoh's house that Joseph's brothers had come, it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, do this, load your beasts, go to the land of Canaan, take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you'll eat the fat of the land. So yes, the Jews were immigrants, but they were immigrants who were invited by the ruler of the nation to come and live among them. And we invite people who are immigrants to come and live among us by doing so in a legal and in a lawful manner. The problem is that the Biden administration did not enforce the laws on our books. Donald Trump is enforcing the laws on our books. So how do we respond to illegal immigration? Do we jump onto the pro-Trump, pro-ICE, kick them all out, or do we jump on the other side? Well, as Christians, we need to take a kind of a middle ground, okay? As always, we have to serve strangers with compassion. And in Matthew 25, 35, I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. All right. That was from Matthew. And of course, in Exodus 22:21, you shall not wrong a stranger or oppose him, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. So is it wrong for ICE to come and round all these people up and deport them? No, it is not. It is not wrong for them to do that, because those people have broken the law and they are subject to our laws and authorities. Now, what do you do when an illegal immigrant comes and shows up on your doorstep? Well, you feed him a meal, you preach to him the gospel, and you convince him that it is in his best interest to go back to wherever he was from, and to, if he wants to come to the United States, do so in the legal manner. Now, do we need maybe some reforms of our immigration system to make it easier for people who have a good right to be here to come? I mean, I'm not opposed to any of that. But the point is that we have to have compassion, but compassion does not encourage people to break laws. In fact, when can we encourage people to break laws? You are encouraging them to sin, and you are encouraging them deeper into a path that God is going to judge them for. I think that the best example of this actually comes from Philemon, which, swallow hard, is not illegal immigration. It's worse. It's when Paul sent a runaway slave back to his owner.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. Philemon, if you are unfamiliar, and I know a lot of people who are Christians may not have read the whole scriptures. You may not understand a lot of it. Philemon centers around the man named Onesimus, who appears in a few different places in the scriptures. Onesimus was a runaway slave. He was he was owned by Philemon, who controlled, he was a wealthy man who had one of the churches met in his house. And Philemon, or Onesimus, steals from Philemon, apparently, to fund his journey, and he flees, and he finds himself in Rome when Paul is imprisoned. So Paul, knowing Onesimus, converts Onesimus, gives him grace, gives him love, gives him compassion, gives him the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then he becomes, and the name Onesimus, by the way, means worthless one or useless one, and so he becomes then useful, where he was useless to both Paul and Philemon. Now he becomes useful to both Paul and Philemon. Paul encourages Philemon to go back. And while this relates to, swallowing hard, slavery. No, I'm not advocating for slavery. That's a different conversation for a different day. It's the same principle with immigration. Here is a man who is where he should not be. The Christian response is to get that man back to where he's supposed to be. Okay. And so with that, in Philemon here, verses 10 through 14, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment, whom formerly was useless to you and now is useful to both you and me. I have sent him back to you in person, that is, sending my very heart, whom I wish to keep with me, so that on your behalf he might minister to me in my imprisonment for the gospel. But without your consent, I did not want to do anything, so that your goodness would not be in effect by compulsion, but of your own free will. Illegal immigration is illegal. As Christians, we need to meet a needs of the immigrants where we see it. But the immediate need of the immigrant is to obey the laws of the land of this nation. And if they are here illegally, we need to love them, feed them, clothe them, and encourage them to go back to their homes. Because if all these illegal immigrants, if they really want to follow God, if they really want to do what is right, what they need to do is they need to accept the gospel, recognize their sin, and go back. And by the way, I believe the government is still giving illegal immigrants $1,000 and a free plane ticket to go back to their homes. And if they do that willingly, without having to be tracked down, they will have the right to apply to come here legally. But if it gets to the point where ICE is on your radar and they come and pick you up and deport you, you are not lawfully allowed to come back to the United States ever. Do what is right. Let's stop virtue signaling over compassion, compassion. Compassion is to force them or to compel them to follow the law of God. And I keep on closing my phone down because I have one final verse for you. And I think I have it memorized, but anyway, let's go anyway. James 5, 19 and 20. My brethren, if one among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. We cover a multitude of sins when we send people back to where they're supposed to be going. As Christians, we meet their immediate needs and we encourage them to go back willingly and lawfully that they may be able to come back through the legal channels. That is the response. Those Catholic bishops, you guys have lost the plot. Y'all lost the plot a long time ago, but y'all have lost the plot. That is not biblical. We have to encourage people to follow the law. And that is what we are seeing in the ICE raids. No matter how, and by the way, all the violence you're seeing is not ICE. It is the radical lunatic psychopaths who are standing in there and getting in the way of them actually deporting actual hardened criminals who would kill you if it meant they would get away with it. Think about that. Compassion is to encourage them to stop sinning. There's your thoughts. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's T-O-M-M. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.